Joining us this morning, we have Mike and Jill Havey, who are bringing us, well, some of the sponsors of Lakeapalooza, and actually they are the founders of the event. Is that an accurate statement, Mike?
Or? That is accurate. Okay. We actually started it, but we can't do this without the whole community and our sponsors. We have a lot of great sponsors that have been with us since the beginning, and certainly the community has supported us for, I think, Lakeapalooza, we were talking off air, is 8 years old now, and we had several street dances before Lakeapalooza, but this is kind of the culmination and all the ideas from years past. So we're excited to do it again this year.
So it's Saturday, September 5th, Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend. We always have it that Saturday. That's kind of our weekend in Green Lake, and it's being held in downtown, what they refer to as the tennis court parking lots, which is directly behind the American Legion Hall. And we take over the parking lot. We have three food trucks. We have drinks. We have a live band. And again, like I said, it really is a community event. You see all your friends and people just gather and have a good time, young and old. And it's a free event. That's the best part. There's no entry fee. There's no ask where we ask people to donate. It's just a free community event.
Okay, so it kicks off at 5 o'clock in the afternoon that day?
5 o'clock, and it runs till 10. And that's the hardest part, is ending at 10 because nobody wants to go home. But our license ends at 10, so it's just a great event. And really, during that five-hour period, it's like drop-in. Families come and go, people come and go. But we really do have a good turnout every year. It grows and grows and grows each year. So it truly is fun, and I hope everyone listening can come out and support this great cause. The beneficiaries are the American Legion of Green Lake, the Chamber of Commerce of Green Lake, and Thrasher Opera House, which are all three great nonprofits in the city.
So it really is like a reunion each summer, right?
It is. And maybe that's kind of a negative. It's kind of like riding a bike. We kind of do the same thing over and over, but it is a lot of fun, and it seems to, like I said, just really grow each year.
All right. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the entertainment, Jill.
Oh, well, this year we have the Davidson County Band coming back. They're a real crowd pleaser. It seems as though all the guests that come are happy to come back and hear them year after year. And they're just a really great band and play all the great songs from all the different decades. And it's great dance music.
And people enjoy the food from the food trucks.
Right, right. I think Mike could tell you a little more about the food trucks.
Sure. So we have, these are all returning food trucks. So we have, first off, Adam's Rib and Jamie Beach do a great job. That they're local. And then we have Caribbean Taste, which is based out of Appleton. And they are great. They have a great food menu. And then we also have On the Fritz, which is a food truck based out of Oshkosh. So, and all three have been here before. We like to keep it at three because that way it's profitable for the food trucks. We want to encourage them to come back each year. And if we had more food trucks, there'd be less business for everyone. So we're trying to make it appealing that, you know, they'll come back each year. And they do very well. They're well supported.
And very delicious.
Mm-hmm. Love the name. Sounds like a personalized license plate, though, on the Fritz. So.
Yeah, that's his last name.
So, oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
so
where
it
that came
fits.
From. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you have some other sponsors. Did you want to mention them? Or
we do. And, you know, the only reason why I hate mentioning is because I always leave somebody off. And I have my shirt on if I actually read the back of my shirt. It's the same people every year. When you come to the event, you'll see their names posted. If you see any of the T-shirts that people are wearing, they're all on the back. And these are the best people, the best businesses, because every single year I don't even have to make a call. They just say, we're in. And I can't say enough about our sponsors. We also have partners, a lot of partners in the city of Green Lake does a lot for us. They provide us the infrastructure to hold it. They provide us with different needs as far as fencing and barricades. And so the public works group works great along with the police department. And so there are a lot of partnerships that we've forged over the years, and we couldn't do it without them as well.
Okay, so there is a full bar, but you got to go to the Legion for that?
You do. So the American Legion provides the full bar. And the one thing that I should mention is every dollar that is spent at Lakeapalooza, 100% of that goes back to the beneficiaries, the groups that I had mentioned. So, every can of soda, every can of beer is underwritten by Jill and myself and those sponsors I talked about. So all that money is going directly to the
100%,
which is really unheard of, I think, in the fundraising world.
And there's no cost to get in.
No cost. And everyone always asks, what are your numbers? How many people do you think were there last year or whatever? And it number one, it's a little difficult to judge crowd sizes. Mm-hmm. But what really makes it even more difficult is that we have the in and out. So some people come at 5, they'll go, maybe do something else with their family, but then they'll come back again. And so we estimated last year we were between 1,500 and just under 2,000. And this year I'm hoping we'll have even more. Our first year doing the street dance, we closed one of the side streets instead of having it in a parking lot. And we did a hard head count that night, and that was about 600 people. So we've gone from 600 to just under 2,000. And so, like I say, it's supported outstanding by this community.
Given that that's a Labor Day weekend, that's an amazing number with, people coming and going, all these different events.
Exactly. And that's how generous the Green Lake community is. It really is a special place.
Okay, so no cost to get in. You should bring money for the food trucks, though, right?
You should.
And the bar if you're going to partake.
Yes. And so. The bar. We have, so the drinks is a source of revenue. We have T-shirts that we sell as a source of revenue. And basically the food trucks, we don't take a portion of that because, again, we want the food trucks and the vendors to make money so that we kind of entice them to come back the following year. Because for a lot of these trucks, it's a big deal to come here. I mean, it's the travel time, number one, but the setup and the breakdown. And it's a short hit. I mean, it's from 5 o'clock. By 8 or 8:30, they're sold out. Yeah. So It's a lot of work for a short amount of time. So we want
especially on a holiday weekend.
Exactly. So
I have a note here. If you want to be comfortable, you should bring your own lawn chairs.
That is – I'm glad you brought that up. We are in a parking lot. So the Legion does put out some bistro tables, the tall, stand-up tables. But for the most part, there isn't any seating. So you're right. A lot of people do bring their lawn chairs. A lot of people come and just stand. And mm-hmm. It's, again, you're moving around amongst friends in different groups. So
But as the night progresses, they're really dancing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right. Got to have room for that, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Anything else that people should know about Lakeapalooza, the Green Lake Community Street Dance?
I think the one thing I'll leave you with is that it's a great way to support these three groups and give them a sense of funding without it really hurting. So in other words, you're giving money and you're having fun and you really don't even feel like you're making a donation, but you are making a difference. And these three groups do a fantastic job mm-hmm. in town, and it's an honor for us to help support them.
Right, and we should also take a moment to thank all the volunteers that help with the street dance, serving at the bar and just clean up, set up, all that. Couldn't do it without them, so mm-hmm. a shout out to all the volunteers that have already graciously signed up to help.
Like, thank you both for coming in and talking to us about Lakeapalooza.
Thank you, Bob, for all your support and giving us the airtime to get our message out there. It's appreciated.
We've been talking with Mike and Jill Havey.